This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Obviously, a lot of people have heard the president went on Fox News this morning and said that high likelihood that they have the accused shooter in custody for the assassination of Charlie Kirk. And that is a big piece of news. I'm kind of amazed. I mean, it's just a different president, whether you dislike or like him. He goes to the Yankee game last night. He wakes up and he goes right on set for Fox and Friends. I mean, I can't remember president that accessible. And there's a slew of things I disagree with him on, but you have to hand it to him. I mean, he puts himself out there. Another man who puts himself out there is veteran journalist David Lightman, McClatchy, D.C., a good friend of the show. David, good morning. How are you?
Fine. I'm just trying to get over that awful football game last night, but other than that.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like maybe the Commanders or whatever. I mean, I actually like the Washington football team, but and then the president's trying to pressure them to go back to the Redskins, but maybe they overperformed a little last year, maybe?
Maybe, yeah. They won a lot of games at the last minute. They had an easy schedule, but boy, they were just flat as they could be, completely outclassed. Yeah, now granted, playing what may be the best team in the NFC at their home field is tough, but that was just horrible.
Yeah.
Nothing there.
They made the score didn't even, you know, that didn't even represent the type of game it was. A lot of important stuff to talk about. I'm a little bit struck by, you know, the House of Representatives never really has great decorum. It seems to have eroded in recent years. And, you know, how do things go surrounding the conversations, you know, with Charlie Kirk and everything?
You know, two different things struck me this week about that. First of all, as you say, that lack of decorum, the fact that the day he was killed, you had that shouting match later that afternoon in the House. But remember, that's only one or two members. The prevailing mood was more two things. Sadness, obviously. Like, here we go again. This, you know, sympathy for him, no matter whose political side you're on. But also fear. I mean, these members of Congress, they feel like they're targets now. I mean, not just this, but look what happened in Minnesota, where the guy came to the home of the former Speaker of the State House and killed her and her husband, and so on and so forth. I mean, they all know Nancy Pelosi and what happened to her husband. They all know Steve Scalise, the majority, number two in the majority, and what happened to him at a baseball practice in 2017. So there's that fear, not so much when they're at the Capitol itself, but once they venture out, because after all, they're politicians. They need to talk to people.
Yeah.
They enjoy talking to people. And all of a sudden, instead of being the fun part of this, being in office, it's the fear part of being in office. So that's the mood that prevails.
I mean, you really think that everything changed after Scalise was shot? But, you know, you tend to then get lulled into complacency. It's just human nature. And, you know, we're all soft targets at various points, and they're soft targets with a much bigger target. So, I mean, imagine living in that fear on a regular basis. That's tough.
Oh yeah, I've asked them about this. I've asked for years about this. And how do you live like this? Every time you go to the grocery store, every time you go to the movies, I mean, there could be some nut waiting, you know, to maybe not kill you, but harass you or your family or whatever. And the answer is generally the same, that's the price you pay for public service, for public life. I mean, look, you're a radiant public personality. So am I to some degree, although we're more anonymous. But, you know, you can't just sit in your house all day.
So let's talk a few political elements here. You know, I mean, obviously the news that the alleged shooter is in custody of Charlie Kirk, and we have official business here. First of all, in the Senate, so they call it some sort of nuclear option. I don't know what they did to ensure more of the nominees can get through in the Senate. What happened?
Let's see if I can explain this without boring everybody to death. Basically, it makes it easier to confirm people sort of on the level below cabinet secretaries and judges. In other words, assistant secretaries, ambassadors, that sort of thing. The way it had worked, everybody could stretch this out for 2 or 3 days. You could try to invoke cloture, that is, cut off debate, and so on and so forth. And it was tying up the Senate. I mean, the most low-level deputy secretary, Democrats would stretch this out. So Republicans devise this rule that says you can approve them all as a block. In other words, they got 48 people right now, ambassadors, sub-cabinet people, and on Monday or Tuesday they're going to vote on these people as one rather than stretching it out to 48 separate votes. The problem here that a lot of Republicans mentioned is this is fine for now and it'll speed things up and it'll get people confirmed. But someday the Democrats could control the Senate, and they're going to throw this right back at you. So, but it will make things go faster. The argument the Republicans offer is that, like him or hate him, Donald Trump won the election. The people have spoken. He deserves his team. If you don't like the team, vote against them. But right. Don't hold up the vote on procedural matters.
So that's a good segue. Like, this is different. It's not nominees, but we go to, you know, the midterms, which... You know, I hate to say it, but I've already seen plenty of people manipulating this tragedy with Charlie Kirk into a political, you know, piece of leverage. And I think it's difficult to even deal with that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza. New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
Bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have 3 Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
But it's a fact. This redistricting and everything that's gone on with that, how concerned are Republicans? To me, I look at it both sides. Some people say they're concerned about losing majority in the House. I think of it more like the president wants to, you know, retain sort of authority and be a lame duck much later. He's trying to extend his ability to do what he needs to do to put his agenda in place.
Well, that's what's incredible here. Normally, the minute a president begins a second term, he's a lame duck, right? He loses a lot of his clout for a lot of reasons. They do very badly in the midterms. this is extraordinary to me, that he's devised a way to maintain his this iron grip on the Republican Party. It's just astounding. What's going to happen here? I think there's two ways to look at this. I mean, Texas obviously is going to change its map. So is Missouri. So are some other states to favor Republicans. Democrats are going to counter in California and so forth. But here's the thing. Look back at history. In the midterms, almost always, the president in power loses a lot of seats. Trump lost 40 seats in 2018.
Right.
Obama lost something like 63 in 2010. I mean, go on and on with this. There are exceptions, but not many. They can redistrict all they want, but if the economy is, you know, in the tank, or people are fearful of Russia or whatever, I mean, Republicans could lose a lot of seats no matter where the lines are drawn. So got to keep that in the back of your mind.
Yeah, we're talking with David Lightman from McClatchy, D.C. here on Brian and Company. It is, you know, this shutdown thing, I think of it as like a Howard Stern when his contract's up. Like, he'll try to do all these stupid tricks, and then he'll just sign a contract and stay on the radio. I feel like the shutdown, all we do is jawbone about it. People tell us how real it is, and then they make some kick the can deal.
Yeah, and it looks like they're going to do it again. In fact, there's talk that next week they'll come in and they'll vote on keeping the government open. The date being floated right now is November 21st, which I guess is a Friday before Thanksgiving. But now they're fighting over that. You know, should it be that or December 31st or whatever? Yeah, they're going to do it because, look, Republicans are in charge of everything. So they know if there's a shutdown, they're the ones who get blamed. They can point fingers at Democrats all they want, but Democrats, again, they control nothing. But the problem for Democrats is that the last time that Chuck Schumer, the majority leader, and some other Democrats went along with this plan, they got roasted by the left. And that's going to be the problem here. Yeah. What did Democrats do? I mean, they could stop this in the Senate. You need 60 votes generally in the Senate, and Republicans only have 53. But do Democrats want to be blamed for a shutdown? Stay tuned.
Yeah. Anything else going on? I mean, this has been the news flow. I got to tell you, we were talking earlier between, you know, the 9/11 anniversary, Charlie Kirk, what happened in Colorado. It's just been a really, really difficult week. Are we missing anything?
Well, we could start talking about Russia and Ukraine and what's happened over there, you know, and drones over Poland, which for a minute there suddenly became the topic of the day.
I can't believe Trump said it might have been a mistake. I mean, that to me is stunning.
Oh my God. I mean, that really scared people for, like I say, 5 minutes until the Kirk shooting sucked all the oxygen out of political discussion. But, boy, that ain't going away. And the Epstein files. Another one's not going away. I mean, you saw what happened in the Senate. The Democrats tried to get the release, and they lost on a party-line vote, but that one's not done yet either.
Yeah. All right, David. Well, welcome back. It's good to have you back in the fold, and we look forward to talking to you next week.
Absolutely. Plenty more news, I'm sure. Thanks.
The great David Lightman here on Brian and Company from McClatchy, D.C.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.